Are we on the air yet?
What it do? Yo, this is your girl Taz. Thank you for chilling and coming in, tuning in with us. We got a live interview with your boy Emo. I'm about to get him on the phone in just a minute here. So y'all just fall back for a minute. Hey, yo, what's up, Emo?
What's up?
All right, you hearing us all well over there? You can hear us well over there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we live on the Streets Talks, a live radio show that comes on every Sunday, and we got an exclusive interview with Emo. So, man, we just going to get right into things here. So tell the folks, you know, where you came up with the name Emo.
I used to be called like Kid Fresh, you know, and then I grew up a little bit. My name is Emmanuel, my real name, so, you know, I had to keep the Emmanuel because that means God is with us, so I have to keep the E rather from the Emmanuel because that represents that.
Yeah.
And I always want to know in life, but I didn't want to call myself Emmanuel or nothing, so, you know, I just put the E with the Mo.
Okay, all right, well, that's what's up. So how did you get started into hip-hop? Do you remember your first song at all?
the first song I did was kind of vulgar because I was young at the time, but it was a song about I was influenced by Too Short and little areas like that. So it was a song called She Got Us Up. That was the first song that I did that I think about all the time. Like, wow, that was a tight little song back then, but I don't do music like that really no more to where I'm disrespecting women or, you know, I'm trying to tell my brothers to go destroy some or do anything like that. I don't really do music like that no more, but that was my first song.
Okay, yeah, I feel you. You produce too, right?
Yeah, I produced by the funk because I used to be around a group that I wanted to be a DJ for, and we could never get no beat. So every time we went to the studio, it was hard to pay for the studio time and pay the producer to make us a beat or whatever. So I just started, one time we did it, and we watched him do it. It was Studio Tone from B40, the producer.
Yeah.
We was in the studio with him in Vallejo one time, and I watched him make a beat. They were just like, man, you know, he went dug in the crate and found some records. This one sampling was real heavy back then.
Wow.
I was like, he took the kick out of this, the snare out of that, the guitar out of this, he put that together and made a beat. So from there, I was like, man, I'm a DJ. You kind of playing other beats with other songs to make them, you know, live or whatever. So I was able to pick samples and sounds from different songs and say, put this together and make a beat out of it. So when sampling now, it beats what came along. That just really had me really into the beat making because I knew how to sample. I knew where to go get sounds from that I always wanted to use. But after a while, it started getting more into playing keyboards and shit like that. So I tried to learn how to play some keyboards. And for some reason, I ain't never went to school or nothing like that. I could play the keyboard. It wasn't like I could play up and down with my eyes closed like Stevie Wonder or nothing, but I just started making beats for our crew because we couldn't afford to buy none, and they didn't really like my beats because I was just getting started, so I had to keep making beats for myself. So eventually, I started rapping on my own beats is where the emo the rapper came from, because basically I was a DJ, then I was a producer, and then I started rapping, so.
Okay.
That's basically where it
comes
from, is me trying to get
this shit,
so I had to make it myself.
I feel you. That's kind of how I got started in, too, when I didn't have no job and I was just heavy rhyming. You know, it's easy to rhyme, but I had got tired of rapping over other people's beats, so I started fucking around with that Acid Pro and Fruity Loops a little bit. You know, I'm not real good at it, but at least, you know, I was trying to do something. But I feel you, you know, as far as starting to produce and all that.
Yeah, I had to get me a little keyboard out back then, cakewalk, and all of that shit wasn't even out. We had to play live through the whole thing. When we was recording on Real to Real, wasn't even no ADAX or nothing when I first started. As computers came and shit like that started coming, it was like, it made my producing even easier once I seen what the computer was about. So I really just started doing graphics and all kind of other stuff with the computer once I seen how smart the computer was.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, I heard you mention DJing and graphics and rapping and producing. What else do you do, or do you do it all pretty much?
I'm trying, you know, basically people say that to me, but I never really realized that I did it all until, like, recently, because I just did everything to learn it, to be a good artist, or, you know, one day I want to be a Russell Simmons or a Puffy or somebody with a big record company. I'm not looking to be a big artist or this big producer, you know, whatever. I want to have a big company, so I try to learn everything hands-on so I can know how it goes, what's the process, nobody can cheat me for no money, or if we want to save some money, I can do it myself. But if I hire somebody to do it, I know what they're doing, and when they say they can handle the job, I can interview them and ask them questions, and I'll say, okay, you know how to do that, because it sounds like the process I would go through to do it, so that person will treat it more comfortable. So everything that I do, I edit videos. Like you said, I do graphics. I still DJ every now and then. Like lately, I had a promoter do my little list, and I've been promoting shows, and I've probably booked over 100 artists in the last year. So getting them on and putting out, you know. So, like you said, I do it all. Basically, you know, I tell labels, I consult. I run other people labels. I do a lot of stuff. I engineer, you know, like the studio. You can just open the door and leave out the door, and I run the whole studio. I've never touched your stuff before, so it's just like, you know, I do everything that needs to be done to get the company going. I can do.
Yeah, that's good traits though. Is there anything specific or a specific area that you like more than the other, or do you pretty much like them all the same?
Yeah, everything is the same because I think it's all an element. Like, if I go to the studio and I make a song, I get tired of, like, being in the studio all the time. It's like, okay, we got to take it to the next level now. So now I want to see the cover and the artwork come together and take the photo shoot. Then after that, it's like, okay, that's over. We just want to take it to the next level. So I want to see it on the shelves in every store. And I want to get interviews in magazines, man. You know what I mean? So each little part of the game is like an experience to me. I don't look at it like I love this too much, because after a while I get tired of doing shows, then I want to go back to the studio.
Right.
And I get tired of that, and I want to do graphics. Then I get tired of that, want to make beats. Then, you know what I mean? There's different little elements of the whole thing. I think if you didn't have one without the other, you really ain't doing nothing.
Right.
If you're just a rapper all the time, and ain't thinking about how you gonna promote your record or what kind of beat you want for the next record or how you want your video to look. You know, if you just rapping, you really ain't doing nothing.
Right.
I mean, you gotta get with the right label and the label gotta know something too. So I mean, I just try to know it all, so I don't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. What influences do you feel that you have on, you know, hip hop or the industry altogether?
Well, like in my area, they've been calling me the ambassador in Sacramento. And the reason why is because I'm always motivating the next person. I motivate the next person more than myself. You know what I mean? I motivated people like Big Hollis. I motivated people like Brother Lynch Hung and Six. And, you know, these are the type of people that I was around on the side of the doors, motivating men like a coach to the championship.
Right.
I value that part of me becoming to the game as an artist. When I talk like, when I rap, I want to talk like that. When you hear me do music, when you meet me, I want to be able to shake your hand and inspire you to do something new that you ain't doing, or, you know, us to come together more. So basically, that's why I bring you to the game, is like, you know, just coming together and preaching to brothers that, you know, we ain't got to do destruction to be something. You know what I mean? We got to come together and, you know, keep that going, because that message is falling out of the game.
Right. Okay.
Everybody trying to, you know, be famous and try to get that hit and try to be, you know, I'm in it for the long haul, like centuries from now. Like, my company is called Paystyle Music 3000, because when I started, like, in 2000 with the company, I was like, man, I want this to go all the way to the year 3000. Way up, I'm gone, decades after that, centuries after that. So that's why it's called 3000, because I want this just to be a long going thing.
Okay. Yeah, and where can people, like, check out some of your music, some of your websites, graphics, or anything, if they want to get down with some of that?
Yeah, you know, everybody in the world working off the MySpace, so I think that kind of like my headquarters right now. I don't get on it unless it's some business. Every day I check it, it's some business if somebody want to network and do, you know, me and you communicate through the MySpace. So I a lot of places that I go, but MySpace is where you can find me. You know, MySpace, /, /, whatever one it is. PS Music 3000. That's P as in Paul, S in Sam, Music, MUSIC 3000. And you can get at me about anything, any advice, any networking, any collaboration. You know, see if I got beats or something. I always got something going on.
Okay, all right, well, we'll definitely check you out. Well, check this out. We're going to go to a quick break, but we're going to go ahead and go to your song, To the Bone. And when we come back, you know, we'll just ask you, you know, a couple more questions and, you know, all that good stuff. Anything you want to say before we go, you know, to a commercial break? Anything you want to say about to the track we're going to get ready to go into?
Oh, yeah. So first of all, I got to say shout out to you for even, you know, calling me, telling me you was and sticking to that, because a lot of people in the game, I mean, that's what's wrong with the game now. A lot of people not sticking to what they say and staying together and networking. So I love you and the radio show for that. And this next song featuring my girl D Unique. One love for her, because she's going on the song like some Beyonce-type vocals, and my homie DC from Canada that I met off the internet emailed me that beat, and it was just, I love that song, because it came together from me kind of just meeting people on the spot and saying, let's do this, and that was a song about me loving you to the bone, you know, female or female loving her man to the bone, you know what I mean, just down to the bone gristle, way deeper than anything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. Okay, well,
when you die, everything else dies. Your heart gone. You can lose somebody's heart, their mind, all that. It's gone. The body, you can like that body and all that, but their bones still there. When they in the ground, you want to still love them until they gone. Their bones is in the ground, and you still love them. You know what I mean? So that's how I love. I like to love my friends, my homies, my business partners, my female, anybody to the bone. So that's what that song is about.
All right, well, that's real hip-hop, and, you know, thanks for keeping it real, and we definitely are looking forward to checking into this track. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment, though, but we'll be back right after the break. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Talk. Here's Emo and To the Bone.
Yeah. get low, get dough, get gone, get mo. Get ready, it's heavy time for dancing. Feeling on her big backside, a little romancing. She wanted to strike out, we turned the lights out. Now we in the motel doing it so well. She trying to go, but I just came. I like that when I hear you scream my name. Yeah, I love you down to the bone, so make sure you be ready when I come back home. About you when I wrote this song. So now we in the club the next time. She looking at me like she wanna move to the baseline. And that's fine with me. And you can ask your homegirl about a brother like me. Cause she be knowing how I get down. Two step in the club and never sit down. So dance with me tonight. You know the feeling is right, you can't fight that. I'm finna buy you a drink, I'll be right back. Yeah, I love you down to the bone, so make sure you be ready when I come back home. About you when I wrote the song. Before I leave and go, let me get your phone number so I can call on the low. Tell you how I've been doing, cause you need to know. You better try to keep in touch, cause I'm fixing to blow. I be in the studio, making hits all day. Shoot a video so you can see what I say. Just in case you don't hear it clear this time, I wrote this rhyme for you to wanna press rewind. Let's go. I love you down to the bone, so make sure you be ready when I come back home. Yeah, I love you down to the bone, and I was thinking about you when I wrote the song. Yeah, it's all about you, baby. I love you down to the bone, Gristle. Feel that?
Take a ride with me. high side with me as we ride the breeze.
Get loose, break the blue, let the stroke do the stuff.
Get inside with me, take a ride with me.
Sip the juice, get juice, cause you only live with
me. High side with me as we ride the breeze.
And let's roll, let's go, let's roll, let's go.
Let's go, let's roll, let's roll,
let's roll, let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll, let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll, let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's go,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll,
let's roll.
From my era, we from the era that make it rain.
You don't gotta worry, we can keep it a secret. Gotta keep it on the hush, yeah, late night evening. There's something about you that feel good creeping. You told me when you don't have it, your body's beating.
Don't be shy.
Let's get comfortable. Hit the car on the bed, on the kitchen floor.
Don't be shy.
Never say you won't do that. You never know, it might make you climb.
Coming off the bed, hair scraggle, scraggle. Yeah, I bring the business, you know, the razzle dazzle. Metaphor, come with the eclipse, letting no light in. I love the way your booty bounce, go ahead, fight the dig. You can do anything, just don't bite my shit. I wanna put you to bed, last night wish.
Lingerie on Victoria's Secret. Rose petals on the ground, X-rated sequence.
Wanna get your feelings, wanna get your feelings.
Yeah, late night evening. It's something about you that feel good creeping. You told me when you don't have it, your body's beating.
Well, don't be shy.
Let's get comfortable. In the car, on the bed, on the kitchen floor.
Don't be shy.
Never say you won't do that. You never know, it might make you climax.
Steam from the
shower.
I wanna see your figure, go ahead, take off the
towel.
My socks on, so I never slip. I like the way I get it from the back with the
heavy grip.
I see you squeezing your pillow, watch it biting your
lip.
And you're rubbing my genitals, that's that little shit.
You don't gotta worry, we can keep it a secret. Gotta keep it on the hush, yeah, late night evening. There's something about you that feel good creeping. You told me when you don't have it, your body's beating.
Don't be shy.
So we are back on the air live. This is your girl Taz, and we got Emo on the line here with us with the Streets Talk live radio show. And we do have a question from one of our audience members.
Okay.
All right. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? All right. So we got Key One here live on the air with us, and she has a question for you, Emo. What's your question, Key One?
Yeah, Emo, I'm really digging that track with you and Brother Lynch. I'm just wondering how can an up-and-coming artist go about doing something like getting on the track with a major artist like that?
Well, for me, it took a lot of work of knowing him for so many years. I mean, that's what it's for a lot of these artists is that's established already about who you know. I've been knowing Lynch for a long time, since 24 Deep when he first recorded all that. I was there in the studio doing that, so basically it was just about us
waiting on returning a favor, you know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like you guys put your work in it. I like that track, it's hot.
Yeah, that's basically the whole moral to the story. Like, just like life, you want to be a doctor, anybody, you just got to put your work in. You need to be in the right place at the right time, and that's putting your work in. You don't got to be 2 years, you don't got to be 10 years, you can just push that right work that tomorrow, and it might be the right thing you did. You got to put your work.
All right, cool. Well, Kyla, we do thank you for calling in. All right, so are there any other producers or artists you have worked with?
A lot of local artists is like what being my key. I'm always trying to put somebody new on, you know. I've been doing a lot of music with my homie man from CCH. They's a group out of Sacramento from 93, whatever. People know him. 00 Smeb, I produce his album. I'm working with Brown Sugar right now, artist by the name of Hondo. And my homegirl, Maggie, she does R&B singing. Female by the name of Mouthpiece that does Leo Stroll kind of, Erykah Badu kind of singing, and basically all in-house new people that I try to establish. I try to be the one that's been producing for Messy Marv, because my interview was sound the same as everybody else's interview when you asked them that question. Oh yeah, he's 40, I'm a producer, but I could do that because I'm around a certain lanes. I know how to do that. I know most of these people, but that time ain't came for us to go on that respect level to where we making money and business game. Other than that, I just work with new people and try to, you know, create some news lane.
Okay. All right. Who are some of the artists and producers that you haven't worked with, famous or not, that you would like to work with?
Man, I would love to, like, work with Kanye West, Battlecat. DJ Battlecat is, like, one of my favorites. DJ Quick is one of my favorites. I would love to work with Dr. Dre. You know, anybody that I could work with, I would love to work with. Not just rap or, you know, if it was Teddy Riley or Quincy Jones or, you know, Puffy or anybody that I could work with would be, like, tremendous dream come true, because I know if I was around them, I'm gonna be able to put some input in it that make it seem like I was around them. It wouldn't just be like I'm hiding off their name or whatever. You know, we would click and do music, you know what I mean? So anybody that I could work with, you know, I would love to work with. I don't have no segregation. Like, I only want to work with this kind of person. I love all music, so I would love to work with anybody that I could.
Okay, well, that's cool. That makes you pretty much versatile. Who would you say are some of your influences?
People like Dr. Dre, you know, Russell Simmons. You know, people that, like, started from one thing but turned it into a big old situation. You know, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, you know, not just black people, but these are people that I recognize as a black man. So, of course, you know, those people make me see as a black man that I can be bigger than just a poor brother riding around on drugs, killing up something or whatever. So, you know, anybody that's really taken to the far, people that died for us, like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all of that black power stuff influenced me. I've been able to support it and be behind it because, as you see, it's kind of dead. And, you know, any kind of radical shit, the KKK ain't as loud as it used to be. So any kind of radical movement, ever since terrorism and all that, got to be on the low and kind of under. So you can't really support being behind politics like you want to, but, you know, anything political is what I scream. You know, revolutionary, excuse me, not political. Anything revolutionary, I can scream.
Okay. Are there any artists out there that you feel are underrated? And if so, who and why?
I think people like that really been in it for a long time, like Razz Cass, is an underrated artist. You know, it's a private list that I can go through, but Razz Cass, DJ Quicks, like I said, certain people that just like should have been respected more than they have me. One of my buddies down here, like Big Oliver, done so much for the city and produced for like the biggest people out here, and people still don't know him. But it's like, where's the cause? Where's the people looking for the real stuff? All they want is the fast buck real quick. So those are the people that I look up to.
Okay. Is there anybody that you feel is overrated?
Oh, wow. Not really. If I really look at it, I think, like, every man's hustle, you know, that's one of my models. I can't knock nobody else. Like Ice-T say, you know, Soulja Boy killed Hip Hop Sing or whatever. I can't say that. I say, shoot, no power to him if he's got the way to get into this hard-ass game and make something happen, you know what I mean?
Right.
So anybody that's, you know, doing what they do, I can't say they overrated. I just say, you know, right now they getting their time and it's their time. I think anybody that, even if you weak to me, don't sound good or nothing, but if you making that work and it's working for you, I gotta say, hey, because I don't listen to rock music, I don't listen to country music and none of that, but I can't say because Garth Brooks is a millionaire and a big country thing that he's overrated because I don't listen to them. I think anybody hustle is a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's real. All right, so it looks like that we have another question from one of our audience members.
Okay.
All right, audience member question.
Hey, what's good with you, man?
What's up with you, brother?
All right, okay, with you being from California, how do you think the West can come back with the South being so big and New York trying to, you know what I'm saying, start another movement? How can we get the West back in the game and make some noise out here?
I'll be sitting around just waiting for that question because I know the answer to that question because I'm really out here amongst all of these artists. You know, I see Messi, Marr, Tune Snail, all of these artists from L.A. to the Bay that come to Sacramento, really. Sacramento is like the new place that everybody kind of want to tap in, the new marketing. But we've seen all these people, but nobody's coming together. We got a certain people that click up together and they go over here because maybe they can relate on some level together. But even if I can't relate to you, that prejudice has to be eliminated. If we can come together, I don't care if you're from LA and you're a Crip or you're from San Francisco and you're a Blood or whatever the case may be, if we can come together, that's the only thing that's going to make it pop. Because if you look at New York or whatever, they got their little cliques and whatever, whatnot. You know, people are like 50, 70, whatever, whatnot. But they really come together. Like the Kanye West and 50 battle thing was a come together thing to me. I don't think that was really a real battle. I think it was a good business move because they came together on something, two different sides of the world. So if people come together, man, that's the only thing that's going to make the Bay Area, because we got, you know, E-40 doing his thing, Cube doing their thing, Snoop doing his thing. We got people that do their thing from there, but them people ain't even united. You know what I mean? They do a song together or whatever. We ain't seeing Cube and Snoop and all that together all the time pushing for a movie. That's what's wrong. Everybody going separate and trying to be the king of California, like the first one that's doing it, instead of being a part of a team. Everybody want to be the head honcho.
That's
my problem right now, Sacramento, is that what's keeping Sacramento back is unity for real. So we talk to, you know, the Bay Area sound, you know, or the South sound. Ain't nobody really coming with Sacramento sound no more. We ain't coming with the Sickness or the Flipping the Pond. You know, we still got T-Nutties and whatever that do it here and there, but, I mean, Sacramento was known for that style, and it's gone now. It's whitewashed. It's kind of Bay Area and icy down here right now. So, I mean, you know, we can come together, but don't, you know, do your own thing, come together, support each other, you know, all Sac doing their thing, Fresno doing their thing, whatever's in California, you know, support it and push it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the same way I feel about everybody coming together. But another question I got for you is trying to get this West Coast sound that we have, that Sacramento sound that you was talking about, how we can get that, you know what I'm saying, more, you know what I'm saying, more you know what I'm saying, how we can get that out there more in the on the East Coast and down South, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I go to school in Atlanta. I'm from Seattle, and I go to school in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? At the club, they'll only play, like, one two-short song, and that's it, you know what I'm saying? It's back to snap, snap, boom, boom, bass, you know what I'm saying? So how can we get that West Coast sound more like, you know what I'm saying, in the South and the East?
Well, a lot of people got to understand that we can't be local. A lot of people is happy off of local success. We got people like Keith the Sneaky and Messy Marvin that's riding around right in our city showing us how local success feels, and a lot of people just happy with that. But I keep telling them, you know, we doing shows out here and everything, but okay, there's enough going here. We gotta get on the road and go to these cities and show these people that we cool people. This is our music. This, we want to let y'all know, can you play this, can you do? You can't just mail a CD somewhere and wonder why they not playing it or whatnot, and people just not going out of the town. We gotta go out of state. Random people got money to make their records come to us, so we gotta, you know, act like we want them to be out there. If we don't go out there and push it, man, they not gonna come get it. There's too many artists popping up every day to make you forget, you know, lose your concentration on something new. So you gotta go out there and say, hey, he goes, like I was reading Tech N9ne the other day, like he said in the interview of how him doing his touring and his shows was the best thing to help his career. He started off going shot up in front of 7 people, but when he go back to that same city now, them 7 told 5 more people than it's 100 at his next show. You know what I mean? So you gotta go out there and push your music like I believe it. But people ain't doing too much quality music with this Pro Tools and Fruity Loops now. We doing a lot of fast microwave ass music and it ain't got the soul in it. So if I take it somewhere and it ain't got the goodness in it, and I play it for somebody, it ain't their fault that they don't like this shit, that they can't feel it or whatever. Excuse my language, but it ain't their fault that they don't like the music. So we gotta put art into our music first and then invest in our music and believe it, because we know we put art into it and it sound good. But most people know they didn't really put too much. They bought an internet verse over it, whatever, or a beat from this dude and they really mix right. They know they music ain't, they didn't pay that much, so they ain't really care. They like, I don't care if I could sell 1,000 because I didn't really pay that much. So and so did this for a bag and so did, you know, so people ain't really caring about the music enough for it to even sound good. So I'm not don't even buy nothing that I don't like, you know what I mean? So we gotta take our time first to do good music and then take our time to go out there and say, please, if I gotta beg you, not just act arrogant and be like, listen to my shit, I'm the artist. You know, we gotta go out there and be like, man, I want you to take the opportunity to listen to this. My music is the best thing coming out of California and we want you, and then they gonna put it on. It's gonna be mixed right, blasted right. You can hear the snare, you can hear the kick, you can hear the beat enough to like it. If it ain't mixed right and the quality ain't right, niggas just screaming, kiting on every song and all that whatnot, they already heard that from B40. They ain't trying to hear 500 more songs come behind you like that. So, originality, go in there, mix some real music, sit down, take your time, listen to the over and over beats, and scratch up some paper like, I don't want that rap because that's too simple. And keep digging deeper and make some real music. You think Marvin Gaye and all of them were just going in there like getting a book studio session, looping an 8-bar beat and just rapping over it, an 8-bar hook, and then, you know, 3 verses and all right, song's done. No, take a little more time to do a good song and push stuff to you, man. Like, I know this music is good because we took time. But we know, most of these people know that music ain't really quality, man. That's why I don't really push nowhere.
Hey, so what is it that's making Southern music so accepted nationally versus, you know what I'm saying, West Coast music? How you feel about that?
They got the money to push it. They getting the deals. They already sold a lot of music in their areas to where they have money, and they get deals off of them having money. Not because it's good music. They get deals off of the fact that they already got fan base. They're not signing none of these artists because their music is good. You feel me? So if they got a big budget to push it in your ear over and over, and you ain't got nothing else to hear or nothing else to buy, eventually it's just like a brainwash. You gotta pick it up. Well, I want to spend some money this week on some music. Well, there's nothing there to buy. The company's on the side to sell parties right now, so that's what's on the shelf. So you're going to buy it because you hear Lil Wayne 1,000 times or whatnot. It's not because they're the best or nothing or whatnot. It's just because they got the money behind them right now. The money's been behind New York before. It's been behind the West Coast. It's been behind Cleveland. It's been in St. Louis. You know, it's always going to do that. So it'll come back around. We just got to be more business-wise and enough to get it on money now, because the South is really falling. They talking, you know, you got artists fighting with each other because of that money that came and that fame came to them from worldwide success, and now they all splitting up. They came together at first, now they all arguing with each other and whatnot, so we gotta learn from that type of stuff to when we get our chance again, we won't mess it up by, you know, fighting and killing each other and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So, you know, the South is getting there too right now because it's the South time. They know the South got a fan base. The Bay, and Cali ain't really supporting. We burning and bootlegging more than any state in the country in California. So it's hard for us to really get it because if they support out there, they say, man, I don't want to buy that. I want to buy it straight from you, homie. They in the South, they buy they homie CD. Here, the homies go, oh, man, I work at a record store. They come in the store and tell me, I got that, burnt, and that. You know, it's like, well, damn, why are you thinking we're going to survive? They ain't supporting each other because we ain't doing good enough quality music to make them support it. Down there, that's what they like. Slow music. They gave them what they wanted, quality. Hey, we finna buy it. We, a couple more fans outside the world is cool with them. But, you know, they not selling 50 Cent records and doing all that either from the South. They just got it. It's just their chance right now.
Right. Well, that's good. And we want to thank you, Stead, for coming through with your questions. So speaking of all that, where do you see hip-hop going, like, over the next couple of years? Do you finally see that now, you know, the South is doing anything, like you said, and they got the money behind them? Like with people like yourself, you know, in this game trying to be heard and, you know, keeping it real and bringing the kind of messages that you do, what do you see over the next couple of years?
Like, every since I was hip-hop, when I seen Run-DMC and Fat Boys and all them doing shows and all that, I knew that it was going to get hella bigger than that, so I wanted to be a part of that. So it's going to get bigger. Now, the way it's going to change, we don't know. They said certain words like strap in a song now, and not just, you know, so they censor all kind of words, so they going to make it to where we can't do what we want to do. We got to do what they want us to do. So if we want to do hip-hop, we're going to have to find a way to do it our way instead of just doing it any kind of way. That's bottom line. We're going to have to do it good and keep doing it good. But in the future, hip-hop is just going to be even bigger than it ever been. I don't see it as, like, dying overnight. It would take hella years to kill hip-hop away.
Right.
I mean, way after I'm gone, I don't see no way they can say something or do something. A president say, stop listening to hip-hop or you die. That'll just make it even bigger. You know what
right,
I mean?
You can't
do it.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. You know, I go to work. I work at jobs and all that, but I would never stop doing any kind of hip-hop related thing because I feel like, you know, that's the future. It's like eventually all the little kids gonna be wanting to get studio time. You know what I mean? So if you got a studio, you're gonna be in a good place in the future. Well, all the kids gonna wanna buy some change and get gold teeth. So, you know, all of that stuff won't stay around for a long time. It is a part of hip-hop. If it go away, it'll come back. Like the retro 80s stuff is coming, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop ain't never going nowhere.
Right. Yeah, I feel the same way, too, talking about hip-hop is dead. Hip-hop is not dead. It's just at a different time right now, and things, I think, right. Is going to go back, you know, to the original elements because a lot of people is tired of it. I was watching this one show on MTV, and Gwen Stefani was on there, and she, you know what kind of music she is. She's not even hip-hop, but they was, like, asking her what she thought of Soulja Boy and Bow Wow's new track, and she was like, it's cool, but honestly, I miss people like KRS-One, Rakim. You know, it just lets you know right then and there, everybody, not just hip-hop, you know, listeners, but everybody in the whole is just tired of it.
Yeah, and that's why it's like I've been coming up with saying what I'm saying right now because I've been saying this for years. Like, okay, watch this. Before the IC came, and, you know, I was telling everybody, okay, watch this. Watch what's going to happen. And then now I'm right. So it's like I'm winning. Everybody coming to me like, hey, you know something, or you see the future, or you say, I didn't. It is just common sense. If you just look at what's going on, you're going to see if we don't change some things, we're going to destroy it. Yourself. It's gonna pass on to some other funny stuff that, like, they got this new category called hipster rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got gangster rap, they got backpack rap or whatever, but they got hipster rap, and they kind of put Luke Gang, Fiasco in that, and all of these new dudes that come up with the tight tees and the new, you know, the 80 retro look. So it's like, it ain't going nowhere. They come up with another category for the next person and keep it moving.
Yeah. All right. Are there any new projects or any performances for you right now in the making?
Oh, man, that's why I stopped it. I was doing a lot of shows and performing through the last year or so because my record had got put on hold of me putting it out. because I don't want this pressure and come out the truck again with another record, because my first record was Ghetto Gospel. In case people don't know, it was on Sick Red Music. It was called Ghetto Gospel. I did that one in like 2002. Then me and the label kind of separated when I waved. Then I did my Once Again album. Once again on my independent circuit, put it out, did a real good thing. But I didn't want to go ahead and put it out end of my next album, Emo Never Quit, like independent out the trunk like that. I'm like, I got to get back to my emo status or better, you know, because I had a worldwide distribution deal and all that on that. So my deal didn't go all right. So I'm like, I got to keep my name relevant, keep the city behind me a little bit.
Yeah.
So when I drop it, it's like, okay, people, now emo no more. So I've been out here featuring and doing all kind of projects from everywhere. Just look for emo name on compilations, West Turf compilations from the Bay, and all kind of projects. But right now, I'm about to put out the Shot King 3 with my homie Big Hollis. We got that coming. I got my album Never Quit, and Double O Smith, the Big Homie album, and the rest is just stuff I'm in the making that I don't like to mention in case it don't fall through and I ain't messing with them dudes no more. But I got a whole bunch of albums in the vault that happen like that. So just look for that SK3, that's that Shot King 3. If you're familiar with Shot Kings 1, Shot Kings 2, this was the Shot Kings 3, the rookies of the year. It's about the new people in Sacramento that's coming. You won't really hear Brother Lynch, Steve-O, and all them on it, but it'll be sprinkled with the new stuff that's coming out here that show everybody what Shaq is doing. So I'm just trying to put my OG-ness out here to the work of the new generation and just keep on doing what I do naturally because I love music. But I ain't going to just put out a record and be slain in the trunk to where I can't be on the radio and say, go buy my record tomorrow and it ain't in the stores out there where y'all ain't and everybody at. So I'm just setting up a distribution situation now, and I should be dropping that Emo Never Quit real soon. So,
okay. All right, well, that's what's up. Well, E-Man, I just want to thank you, you know, for taking some time to talk with us. You's a real dude, and you bring, you know, a lot of positive messages, and, you know, we definitely want to look out, you know, for you and what you do with your movement. Are there any last words, comments, any shout-outs before we end?
I just want to, you know, shout out to Greeks, to Streets Radio, Street Thoughts, all y'all out that way, because like I said, you've been keeping it real with me since I met you, and brought me out that way to hang out there. So, my main props go to you for doing what you're doing, because you told me you doing this before you do it, you did it, and you did it. So, that's the main thing. That's an example right there of how what I'm saying on the radio, what I did today, is I'm going to do it. So, if you want to pay attention to somebody that's really going to be doing what he say, then, you know, concentrate on me for a minute. Give me a little shout right quick, because I know I put in a lot of work, and I just want that to be recognized. People give my music a chance and check it out. Other than that, shout out to my city out here in Sacramento, all the way to the Bay. All my artists that I'm working with, my homie Big Hollis album finna drop soon called West South, so look out for that. That's a knocker. Man, it just track all day till I die everywhere I go, because I don't think I'm leaving until I get it cracking. So, shout out to y'all, God bless everybody. You know, I'm glad I woke up today, and, you know, one love for having me.
Yeah, that's what's up. And we're going to go into your song here, You Gotta Change. Any words you want to say in regards to that track?
That song is like, when I make music, that song, You Gotta Change, is about emo. Like, my first album was called Ghetto Gospel because I preached to my brother, like, man, you gotta stop doing this, you gotta, and I tell them a reason why, which they can feel. I don't just preach to them like a preacher, but one day, you know, I can see myself in front of a church choir and all of that stuff, so I preach the Ghetto Gospel all the time. So, that You Gotta Change is giving my Ghetto Gospel fans the original emo without going too far about anything else or preaching to them or whatever, but it just, it's the title speaks for itself, man. You gotta change. You can't keep doing the same old stuff forever, and I live for that. I'm at an age to where I've been through a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of people go to the penitentiary, seen a lot of my people murdered. Not heard about it, but these are my real people I've seen it happen to. So, You Gotta Change is just a bottom line statement. When you look at the title of the song and then hear it, you're like, oh, okay, that's what he's talking about. That's what the song is called. You Gotta Change.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about to go into the track. Again, I do thank you for the interview. Much love, much respect. And I'm going to be hollering at you real soon. Stay up.
Okay, Travis. Good looking out.
All right. No doubt.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Lift your heads up. This Deucey Nichols. Let's go. Graduated from a nothing since I've been about business. Still find it difficult to make good decisions. Closer to the Lord, 9 steps away from prison. What they can't take from me isn't something you can see. Tricky with the wordplay, massive mouthpiece. Try to average speed, but far from ordinary. More to Mary is the motto, but greed can kill. Just like police and pills, white stressing off these bills. Where does it all end? Boss tripping cause I called in. Y'all ain't happy till the laws win. Moving like a snowball downhill. Worked so hard to have your show get canceled. Man, that's just part of the game. All the sun in the world ain't stopping the rain. Best believe, that's what I told the young fella. I was handing him his umbrella. Yada the mean.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Do what I gotta do, I know I gotta change, but I can't find a way to make it out the game. So I hit the booth, hit my n****s with the truth, cause out here, they locking up brothers like me and you. But this year, I'ma keep going and sew the town up. If you ain't trying to get money, don't come around us. Tired of seeing n****s die from dumb-ish. I see you riding clean, coming through with a bad. But your homie don't like that. Now you gotta watch your own back where you grind at. While I be in the studio, working on my raps, trying to get my money on so I can buy that. Cause when I see another brother doing this thing, it's all good. Cause we don't have role models in our hood. All I see is drop stains, roll on things, and throwing up gang signs, repping the gang. You gotta change.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you, Deucey, man. So what we gonna do about that, man?
Well, we gonna show them they can do it.
Yeah, real talk, man. It can be done. If we can do it, you can do it.
Most definitely.
Chasing dreams to make my life a brighter blue. I told my daughters I would die for you, so never would I lie to you. That's something real riders do. I'm a damn grown man, so you know I stand true. With Christ in my life, ain't nothing I can't do. I move and I groove amongst the angels. Running free with the Lord, Satan want me tangled. Hate from every angle, and they wonder why we act this way. Life ain't in living colors, either black or gray. Got my ear to the street, can't hear what the pastor say. But it's cool, long as everything go mass away. I say, hey, what you say? Man, it's only time you wasting putting off your education. But talk like that make you think I'm freebasing. Cause we more concerned with a good vibration. Damn, Satan done swept the nation.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Yeah, man, I don't think they understand what you're saying. So, you know, I'm gonna come back and spit another verse and let them know it's real.
Give it to them, Emo. Let them have it.
I can do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Yeah, never material driven. I'm about to be living like I was a king. Yada, I mean, it ain't safe to be broke. That's why I still choke. But I ain't telling you to smoke. But if you do, get your money firsthand. Gotta be your own man. If it don't feel right, throw it in the trash can. And take this chance to recognize gang. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
It's a new year, man.
I mean, it's time, man, to wake up.
Jazz at NC.
What I'm gonna do right now, man? I'm trying to break down my life schedule. You dig me?
But I'm gonna take you back, man.
I'm gonna take you back to when I was a little stump. You dig?
I'm just living my life, trying to pass the struggle.
I'm just
trying to keep my mind right, cause life is a hustle.
I mean, I thank the Lord every day, man.
Oh God,
it's true story, but I know he got my back, though, cause he blessed me,
God. It would be nothing, nothing.
I learned that at a young age with having asthma, couldn't really breathe. I still ran faster, all kind of flips off jungle gyms, even backwards. Still had to take puff after puff after a new age. Now, covered with the Holy Ghost, you may not know I don't come with holy approach. The reason why I'm shining, cause it's coming from my soul. I don't do music just to blow.
I'm just living my life, trying to pass the struggle, gotta keep my mind right. This life is a hustle. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing. I'm just living my life, trying to pass the struggle, gotta keep my mind right. This life is a hustle. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yo, life is a struggle, it's rough though. Gotta get these blessings like a hustle. The devil will get murked when God steps up in the scene. Gotta put in work for all my goals and these dreams. But the cream, I can't without it, I'll leave with the same. I'm trying to make this rapping happen and give the world some change. For a change, stop trying to get the next nigga's change. Get your own, stop living off the next nigga's fame. I'm that dame, that bitch, whatever you wanna call it. Rapaholic, shot a hip hop rhyme, alcoholic. I'm balling with blessings, the test is faith. Just living my life and giving praise.
I'm living my life, trying to pass the struggle, gotta keep my mind right. Cause life is a hustle. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing. If it wasn't for God, it would be nothing. I'm living my life, couldn't give me nights. A lot of hand me down. Sometimes no food to bite. The food bank it is. My mama sacrificed any time, any day, any day, any night. If it wasn't for God, I couldn't rock it like this. He's the one that created the gift. He's the one that created the lift. The true maker of eternal happiness.
I mean, it is what it is right there, man. First of all, I want to thank the Lord, you know. Second of all, man, I want to thank Dad, that MC, to get on the mic with your boy, man, and rip it real quick. You dig it? Hey, we stepping up. I mean, don't even strap.